Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. Today's show is sponsored in part by Bob's Watches, the most trusted destination to buy or sell 100% authentic luxury pre-owned watches. Shop vintage and contemporary pieces from Rolex, Tudor, Omega, Breitling, Cartier, Patek, and more. Explore thousands of models available now at bobswatches.com. Explore my picks at bobswatches.com/spike. Overnight delivery and free shipping included. Let's do the show.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable cars and coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
What is better than Frank Sinatra? What's better than Frank Sinatra?
All I long for, all I worship and adore.
And we're playing him.
In other words,
playing him because we have news. We're breaking news on the show. This is the music of our good friend Bill from the Malibu Kitchen Place. And, Zuckerman, you know about this. Johnny, you might not know about it, but
I've heard
Jerry and I were out there having breakfast just a few days ago, and Bill told us he's done. He's retiring.
Throwing in the towel.
He's throwing in the towel. He's leaving the Malibu Country Mart.
22 Ooh. Years to the day of his opening.
Whoa.
You'd walk in, you'd hear this.
And also, like, there's no bathroom. Don't look at me.
No.
22 years of grim-faced anger.
Hey, this is his goodbye. This is his goodbye.
We love Bill.
We're very upset.
It's very
we're very sad. Hearted. But, you know, I can't say we didn't see it coming, Bill. Even before the pandemic, Bill was like, I know he said to us, he goes, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing this, you know, and... about a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, it was before we started the movie, he said, you know, I'd probably be ending this thing now if you guys weren't making that movie. I want to be around. Jerry's going to be out here. I know you guys are going to come to dinner a lot and come for drives a lot. So I'm really staying open until you guys finish. We thought he was just kidding. Apparently not. It's over. It's done. I think December 4th. I think
December 24th.
No, you're wrong about that.
No, I beg to differ.
You are wrong about that. Bill clarified that is when the doors close Christmas Eve, but the shop is going to close on the 4th.
Oh.
Yeah, on the 4th. And that's it.
Wow.
The whole thing, Bill really is the center of our car world. We were reliving that moment years ago. So it had to have been 1999, 2000, whenever he opened that first year. And Jerry likes to think he's the guy that found that place. He loves to do that. He always thinks he always comes around with all this
with
stuff.
That idea. I do.
He goes, I was there that first day. They go, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. It was me. And it was my friend, Kevin, who had a Ferrari 360. Kevin Agunis is his name. Still lives out in Malibu. And the two of us drove from Hollywood by Runyon Canyon out to these roads Encinal Canyon, and then came down Malibu Canyon and found this place, Bill's. Didn't find it. That's just where we wanted to have coffee. And sat there and ate a bagel and went, what we just experienced is a thing. It is a thing. And then I called Jerry up. I'm not even sure I knew you that well at that point, Zuckerman.
Not
at
very.
All. No, I didn't know you at all. I didn't know you at all at that point. I didn't know who you were. And you were going there separately. You're a Malibu guy. But I called Jerry and I go, I just did something that I think is going to change our lives. And he goes, what? I go, there's these roads. And Jerry had been on the roads a few times. I go, but the roads then lead down to this place, the Malibu Kitchen. And next time you're out here, let's do it. And we did it. And we went, oh, this. It was like we had invented the game of golf. We were like, we have something to do now.
That is where I first met Jerry, was at the Malibu Kitchen.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was driving the 73 RS.
There you go.
And I pulled up and he said, how do you like driving my car? Yeah. And then he said, hey, this may sound strange, but do you mind if I smell the interior? And I said, that does not sound strange at all. I completely understand that sentiment because that car has an aroma.
Now can I smell your posterior?
Yeah. And then they said, we like this guy. And I said, I don't deal with that guy. I don't even want to talk to him. I just took one look. I took one look at him. I took one look at that guy. And I said, this small town, and me and him are going to fight. We're going to butt heads. So I just don't. I don't want, in this small town, I realize if I misbehave and get into it, people are going to know.
You're not going to be. Right, exactly.
So it's not like L.A., the big city. So I said, mind my business there. I'm very quiet. I go in and out, and I don't deal with that guy.
You know the story, and it's been told before, so forgive me for restating it. I'll do it quickly. When Jerry and I were there that first time, there was an old lady in front of us who was saying that to him. He was arguing with this woman, and she goes, you know, they call you the deli Nazi. He goes, is that true that you're based on the soup Nazi on Seinfeld? And Bill looked up, and Jerry was there, and he goes, don't ask me, ask him. And Jerry said, don't ask me, ask that guy. He's the one who wrote it. And that was the moment we all became friends. But it was born out of customer outrage.
Yeah, so I saw it going down all the time. And
he's incredibly unpleasant.
Yeah. No, he's not. No, Bill,
no. When you don't know him.
If you break his rules, which are sometimes, you know.
It is the soup Nazi. He's a misunderstood genius is what he is. He's great at what he does.
Yes.
And there are very few people who want to deal with the entitled idiots of Malibu. And by the way, I'll count my folks in Brentwood and the Palisades even worse than any of them. There are a lot of assholes. There are a lot of assholes. If you have to interface with the public, I feel really badly.
And he gets triggered. Here's something that triggers Bill.
This is not a very goodbye.
This is
goodbye. Just talking about what triggers
the best Bill.
I'm going to miss these triggers. When some old lady comes in and says to him, what should I eat? And then he says, you know, he throws her out. Or somebody else says to him, is it any, you know, is the corned beef any good? No, lady, it's shit. And that's it.
That's really the one that gets him going. What's good?
What's good? Is this good?
We only sell two good things. Everything else we consider bad.
Yeah. But, so that sets him off. And then if he says he's out of something, and then the person asks him, are you sure you're out of that?
Right.
That's the trifecta of things that make him crazy.
Now, you know, Bill, when you ask him, like, what are you going to do with your retirement? He then starts talking about, I might continue to. It's so hard to kind of get a straight answer out of him. So I wouldn't lose hope. I think the Malibu Kitchen, I know, is done at the Malibu Country Mart, but may not be done elsewhere. There might be a different stripped down version. He may go nuts like Tom Brady and go back to work. Who knows?
Yeah.
This is the last chance to get his delicious pies for Thanksgiving.
Oh. Get your pies.
Get your pies. Order them now.
We might do that. Pies.
They are the greatest. I mean, if he just became Bill the Pieman. Bill the Pie Man.
Pie truck.
You get a pie truck.
We'll yell at you.
But call him up, and this is it. This is your last shot. You won't be able to get him for Christmas because it'll be past.
I'm going to do the Thanksgiving pies.
Get the Thanksgiving pies. Do the whole thing.
Which pie do you like, Ferrison?
I do. The berry crumble.
Yeah.
And then he always gives me an apple and a pumpkin.
Oh, the apple.
And then, but there's one that stands out. I usually get four. the pecan pie. And and a lot of times that's a hybrid build by Kathy behind the counter and Bill. But it is 1 year Kathy wasn't there to make them, and I noticed there was a difference. Mm-hmm. And last year she was, and it's there. It's a rock star pie. Mm-hmm. You will not be disappointed.
I like. Right. I really like his apple. I really like his pumpkin.
Yeah. Mm. Now, there's 19, 10. We're down to about 14 days to this COVID bet, Zuckerman. And it's
we have some good news.
As far as a bet, it has been one of the most satisfying, dramatic, fun bets I have ever made in my life, because there's really no way. Every time I think I've got this thing, I get another body blow of exposure. And it's really a great, that's what makes a great bet, is like right down to the wire, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You really don't know what's going to happen. And I can't tell you who this is, but.
Drama.
Jerry's in town. You know, we're still working in post-production on the movie. And we were in two meetings for multiple hours with someone who also served us a couple of meals. Who then last night, Zuckerman, look at me. Last night. Sent me and said, I have really bad news. I have COVID.
If you get COVID, I can die a happy man. I really,
but think about this. It's like I'm 15 days left.
I know.
The listeners continue to DM me with, I'm out. It's always the same thing. European trip. I'm out. And I've made it this far. This person who just got exposed was one of those. They haven't had it either. They were a super Dodger too. But I will tell you, I don't worry about the air so much, but the food, there was a food preparation, which I believe is the wedding factor, you know, people coughing on food and then eating it. And this person made the food twice.
Bodily you ingested this person's bodily fluid.
Have you noticed he's been coughing a little bit?
throat. I know.
If he gets COVID,
so sweet.
I don't think he is.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle. I can't wait.
It is. I don't think he's going to get it. And I hate losing bets, and I have to count the money out to him.
Oh, he's so sweet.
On the podcast, it's a lot of fucking money. We're each in for two. Yeah. You're in for $2. I'm in for $2.
I'm smart. I come out smart.
Oh, you're smart. Yeah, you.
I don't think so, Zuckerman. I think you still have a really good shot here. I really do. So
you know what it is? Your eyes a little today. You got little sick eyes.
Yes.
When he was setting up the mics, he was hacking, coughing.
I wasn't coughing.
Your
eyes are fucked up.
But, well, I played tennis late last night and I worked out, so I am tired. But my son came home last week. I go, you don't look right. He had a fever of 104.
What? This is last
week. What the hell is going on? Dying 104.
Did he know he had a fever?
Did you have to put him in an ice bath?
I'm freezing. I'm like, oh my God. Turns out he has RSV, whatever that.
Oh, that's going around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dell has it too, my son.
Yeah, that's going around like crazy.
But really uncomfortable. But I thought now he had been in a car with me for like hours.
You got something, because I'm looking at you and I know you for so many years now. And this first time I've seen really, you got sick eyes.
Well, Zuckerman, the first sign of COVID is red raccoony eyes. Oh. And are you saying I have red raccoony
eyes? Your eyes don't look right. Yeah, they're getting raccoony. They're getting a little pinched. Uh-huh. They're getting
some sort of nocturnal mammal.
This is good. Well, just
look at this little eye. You see him?
This is good. I tested last night PCR. I have these really cool home PCRs. So I am negative as of last night. I am going to go get tested today.
You know, if the exposure window, you could have like another 24 hours before it shows up.
The first sign of COVID is the red raccoony eye. Uh-huh. That would mean tomorrow I'm going to be positive.
Yeah. Can we do, you know, remember in the early days of COVID, you know, brave guy like that Cuomo guy on the news. He gave his dying newscast. We're going to do a dying podcast.
I'm downstairs. It's a little hot.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm in the basement, isolated from my family.
Right.
Governor, father,
and we're all slipping kites under the door like prison.
We're watching. Oh, my God. What is he like? How will he survive?
I built a shank out of a toothbrush.
I had to put it in my ass. I like it too.
Oh my God. Well,
on that note,
it's a good bet. It's a good bet. We'll see what happens. If by Wednesday, it's right now, it's Saturday, I have it. I'll put it in the announcement for the podcast on Wednesday.
Oh, so great.
A Thanksgiving miracle.
Ferriston's dead.
The sweet relief of death.
What was that? Ding dong, Ferriston is dead.
What's that?
Ding dong, the witch is dead. We'll have to have a song.
Hey, imagine dong. That. Bill, Spike and then is me. Dead. I die. Bill's closes. The whole thing just goes poof, just wow. like that. Ugh. The only constant in life is change. 'Tis the season for sales and the perfect time to try America's best value meal kit. Add every plate to your holiday shopping list and snag a great deal on affordable, crowd-pleasing meals. Every plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping, which means you can put the money you can save towards gifts for the family, friends, and yourself. At first, I thought meal kits had to be expensive, but now I'm convinced you can get the same convenience and deliciousness at a much lower price. And with food prices at the grocery store going up, I can count on every plate to be a great value week after week. We just got our new box. Guess what happened? Again.
You ate it. Oh, what a surprise.
No. The wife cooked every night last week for us. Which doesn't happen.
That's great.
That doesn't happen.
Isn't that what bringing home the money's for? You bring home the money, she cooks the food.
We have a very non-traditional, traditional marriage, I guess. Yeah. I don't have that expectation for her. We all do. We all pitch in. We all help each other. But with the election, you know, she's phone banking and doing all that stuff. She really wasn't around. She the box came, put everything down, started cooking for her. It was wonderful, and then went back to phone banking. It was excellent.
Okay.
We had Vanilla Delight Cheesecake. Ooh, they had great desserts this time. Anyway, you got to check it out. It does work. I was skeptical. I was skeptical, but the box arrives. The whole thing was there. The menu, the items, the whole deal, the instructions. It's fantastic.
Listen to his voice.
Here it goes.
Yeah.
Get your first box for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code SPIKE149. That is everyplate.com, $1.49 per meal on your first box by going to everyplate.com and entering SPIKE149. There you go. That's $110 value. You know, my voice is always like this in the morning, Zuckerman, after one coffee and sleeping late, and I have not eaten breakfast.
How's your sense of smell and taste?
Let me lick my finger.
Spike is now smelling his own breath and licking his fingers.
And he's not giving a chef's kiss, that's for sure.
I can smell there's nothing to smell. What could I smell? Just
your coffee, did it taste normal?
The coffee
today?
Tasted great this morning. Yeah. I think, here's what I think you're seeing. Yes, I worked out a lot yesterday, but then I came home and ate Chick-fil-A and chocolate and ice cream and didn't sleep well.
I'm just like, you got this vector chef that is like, you know, it's going to give you and Jerry COVID, which is great. You've also got two teenagers with every disease, plus your wife seems to keep getting COVID.
She went to Colorado, another COVID hotbed. Yeah, she's two for two.
Yeah, Zuckerman, I think the money's...
It's good. It's what makes it a good bet.
Yeah. You know, they talk about, like, in baseball, the October miracle. This would be the November miracle.
Thanksgiving miracle. This is
what makes it a great bet.
No.
Erica went to Florida. No, she went to Arizona. COVID. Oh, she went to Tennessee. Came back with COVID. Now she went to. Now she's in a cabin in Colorado with a bunch of her girlfriends.
Not a mask ever in that state. Not one.
No,
I was there at the start of the pandemic.
Like, this is what you shouldn't marry: Southern girls, Southern hillbilly girls. That's what she is.
That's got it.
Right.
Okay.
She's the only Democratic Southern hillbilly girl I know.
I had to go to Kentucky to get COVID. I should have.
Kentucky.
Zuckerman, well, let's talk about cars for a second.
Oh,
you have some stuff to talk about. This story, I just got to go through it because I know you'll be so angry, Zuckerman, when you hear it. Porsche owner avoids jail time for shooting homeless man who asked her to move a car. Have you heard of this story yet, Zuckerman?
No, I haven't heard of this story.
Listen to the details. There's a lot of details to the story, and you can comment.
Is her name Mrs. Rittenhouse?
Oh, look, Tennessee. A Tennessee woman convicted of shooting a homeless man who asked her to move her Porsche in Nashville's iconic Music Row got off without any prison time and was sentenced instead to less than a year of probation.
reprehensible, disgusting. What is this, one of these stand your ground states? Oh, he scared me because
I'm going to tell you the details of the story, but ugh. You know what else is reprehensible? Eating on a podcast. Don't chew in the microphone.
Tell. No one can tell.
It sounds like you got a baby head in your mouth or something. Cotton.
It's Ortolan.
Shut Jesus. The fuck up. I gotta fucking go over there, strangle you with one of these microphones.
I'll boards. Cough on you and you'll get COVID again. Yeah. Okay, listen. Katie Quackenbush is this woman.
Perfect. Oh. Perfect. Quackenbush.
Wow. It was Karen Quackenbush. Quackenbush.
You gotta go to your Quackenbush. Where'd you holster that thing?
32-year-old mom of four.
Oh, yeah.
Was handed a sentence of 11 months and 29 days of probation. Stemming from the shooting of Mr. Gerald Melton. Okay, here's Mrs. This story is so, it makes me really mad, but here's her quote. This has been the worst experience of my life.
Oh, you're not the one who
she's the shooter?
Let me finish.
This is Rittenhouse 101.
But I'm grateful that I had it because it has changed me so dramatically to the core, said Quackenbush.
You didn't get the bullet, you...
Sometimes hard lessons are the best lessons.
You didn't get the bullet, lady.
That's what she said at the trial, okay? The victim, Gerald Melton, was sleeping on a sidewalk when he was awakened by loud music and exhaust fumes coming from the Quackenbush Porsche SUV. Melton and Quackenbush got into a heated argument during which the woman allegedly asked the man if he wanted to die tonight.
Oh,
fair question.
Maybe I can introduce you to Mrs. Quackenbush.
Melton testified in court that he was walking away when Quackenbush exited her car and fired two shots, striking him in the abdomen.
What was this? If he's walking away, is he walking backwards? Is it the front of the abdomen, the side, the rear? But anyway.
Quackenbush then got back in her Porsche and drove with a passenger to a Taco Bell before heading home.
Classy.
Neither she nor her companion initially reported the shooting to police.
Well, 11 how months. Is she not
hold on,
be,
hold on. What?
How she not be. That's attempted murder.
Don't talk over each other. You guys are talking over each other.
Attempted murder.
Attempted murder, fleeing the scene. No, and then look at her state of mind. She goes and gets a shitty bean burrito after shooting some poor fucker.
So that's state of mind.
Yes, it's reprehensible. There's no remorse.
And that counts in this, right?
I think so. If I was the judge, I see you went, you shot somebody because you had an exchange with him, and then you went and you had a fucking Taco Bell, you ran for the border.
He got a late night snack, you know, worked up an appetite. Shooting a guy in the back.
I can't believe this.
I got Diablo sauce coming out of a homeless man.
But what she should is Mr. Melton alive? Is he
Melton survived? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Melton survived the shooting, but required three surgeries.
Oh, just only three.
Quackenbush was arrested and then indicted on charges of attempted first degree murder, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. At her trial, a jury found Quackenbush guilty of the lesser charge of reckless endangerment, a misdemeanor.
What?
After she testified that she fired the gun in self-defense to scare Melton twice. Okay, now here...
Let me just guess, and I just hate to say it, Mr. Melton would be African-American?
I don't know. I can't say.
Let me Google this, because okay. I hate to bring race into it.
Well, it is
okay,
Tennessee.
His name is...
They bring it in.
Gerald Melton, not in this story. Quackenbush's... Here, Zuckerman, pay close attention to this. Quackenbush's father, who is an attorney... In Texas, I'm Quackenbush Zuckerman. Previously claimed that Melton threatened to kill his daughter if she did not lower the volume on her radio. So they're arguing. He said, shut up or I'll kill you or something like that, right? Oh, my sure. daughter told him I have a gun, according to the dad. Get the F away from me. Jesse Quackenbush told television station Fox 17, so you know it's true, it's Fox. She pulled off one round as a means of warning him. That's like we all do.
Not intending
to hit him or kill him. She was just trying to warn him by firing.
So she's such a bad shot, she hit the target?
She hit him twice.
And then, by the way, Mr. Melton's an old white homeless guy. So
there he is with a nice beard.
Yeah, with a nice beard.
He looks like a wizard.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Or Gandalf.
She thought she pointed far enough away from him just to scare him away, and he kept coming, and she shot another round. at the sentencing, but still doesn't have a weapon, it sounds like. At the sentencing last Thursday, prosecutors questioned Quackenbush's claim that she was afraid of Melton, saying an eyewitness heard the woman say she was not frightened of the man and did not take his words seriously. Quackenbush, who lived in Nashville at the time of the incident, has since relocated to Texas with her dad and will be allowed to serve her sentence at her new place of residence.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Well, you see, now here the problem is that the jury convicted her of a misdemeanor. So,
right. Is so there a civil case there? Is there a...
Yeah, there's a civil case. I'd love to represent the poor guy. There's a civil case. This is dreadful behavior, shooting somebody over an argument. Over an argument, escalating it. I guarantee you, if she didn't have a gun, you think, you know, if she didn't have a gun, none of this, she wouldn't have been emboldened. She would have left. Everybody would have left. Everybody would be
but
okay.
That's the thing.
Carrying a gun around gives you a solution that's really a bad solution.
Right. If you're in a Porsche and somebody's yelling at you, just drive away. It's the easiest thing in the world, right? And also, they would know this, right? Were the entry wounds on his back? Because if they're on his back, then he was walking away, right? I mean, that seems like a
key. Abdomen is usually an indication of the front. In any event, these... You know, subjective, I was afraid. He's a homeless man. I'm a little lady in a Porsche. You know, it's just...
You can't shoot people.
And go to Taco Bell? And to me, that just tells everything.
Right.
If she had really been afraid and she was really really accidentally, you know, hit him, she would have called 911. She wouldn't have gone and got in a chalupa.
You're sitting in a Porsche. Drive away. Right?
If Mr. Melton, if you are listening to Spike's Car Radio today, or if you know Mr. Melton, tell him to call Zuckerman. He's going to help you.
I'd also like to meet Miss Quackenbush. I'd like to get an impression of her now changed personality from these hard lessons she's learned.
It's absolutely galling that her statement is not about Mr. Melton.
No, it's all about her same self.
Because she never saw him as a human.
That's right. It's all about what?
Her same self-centeredness.
Yes.
So everything's about her. From the, you know, her entitlement to shoot some poor fucking guy to this.
Right.
This was the hardest thing I went through in my life. No, lady. The guy who got the bullets in him. Yeah. That was probably the
what I did to Mr. Melton is unforgivable. And I will be, you know, repaying. It would be something like that, right? It wouldn't
but
be
that
about.
Would humanize him, which she never saw him as a person. She just saw him as this apparition that was interfering with her Taco Bell journey and shitty whatever music she was blasting.
I don't know
out
about
car
that.
Daddy
I think if
her.
She were, if she felt terrible about it, I think that would benefit her, but. I don't know.
No, she doesn't see the guys. That's how you shoot someone.
She doesn't see him as a person. She's dehumanized him. He's just one of the massive homelessness. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. She has ruined the Quackenbush name.
Yeah.
Oh,
gone.
The Quackenbush name is no more. It used to be a name that symbolized greatness.
Ferris,
Quackenbush.
You don't remember Governor Quackenbush?
Yeah, I do.
Was
gonna say,
yeah, he was repealed by wonderful Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, another shame for the Quackenbush lineage.
Yes.
Oh, the Quackenbush.
Those Quackenbushes kicked him out of the club, Swiggins.
Boy.
Why you got me worked up?
Well, speaking of worked up, you were at the nursing home again in New Jersey over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Were you getting worked up there? What happened there?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I decided to go for early Thanksgiving before the weather turned terrible. In fact, when I went to South Jersey, I flew into Philadelphia, South Jersey. I went there last weekend. The weather was about 70 degrees. It was warmer there.
Yeah.
It was more pleasant there than here. And so
that'll change soon.
That will change as the Arctic vortex lashes then.
That will change.
And so, you know, my mother was sufficiently shamed by the last visit and talking.
What do you mean?
Well, because I told her that we made fun of her on the podcast,
and you
had an awful voice, so she didn't.
Did she listen? She didn't listen.
She didn't listen. Thank God.
My maggot son.
She didn't listen.
Bald maggot. What do you mean? You're broadcasting me all over everywhere. You're a disgrace to the Zuckerman name.
Exactly.
You're worse than the Quackenbush. Mrs. Quackenbush. Quackenbush, get over here.
There's no Quackenbushes in this place. Bitterwitz, Kravitz.
Esther, Estelle.
Did you stay there?
No, I didn't. I stayed again at the Bollywood Westin in Mount Laurel, which still is, you know, it's got to be like the lowest level Westin on the planet. I mean, they just leave everyone's hair in place. They've got leaking little shower. The metal is leaking, so they use spitballs at the bottom.
Yeah, right.
Keep the water in. It's pretty gruesome.
Lots of fluorescent lighting.
Yeah, and
that
it's
weird
right
kind of potato chip soap you get.
Exactly. It dries you out immediately. And yes. It's right next to this
20-year-old towels.
The gas station has the gas station's convenient mark is called the Pita Pocket. Oh yeah, it sounds good, doesn't it?
I bet does it have pita? Like, could you get tuna fish there?
No, you can't get tuna. You wouldn't eat tuna fish there unless you wanted explosive.
Oh, Mr. LA can't eat the pita pocket tuna fish.
It's too good for you.
35 minutes in before diarrhea.
So the first thing, I check into the Lions Gate, and they're very nice there, but they have to take your temperature. They hold a little ray gun, you know, I don't know, maybe 2 feet away, and she says, okay, your temperature's 92. You can go. 92.1.
Wow. You're technically dead.
The undead.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the temperature of a corpse, and they're used to that.
Fever, and so then, you know, and everybody's got a walker I've never seen. Yes. I don't know how these people don't steal each other's walkers all day long. And then
any collectors?
And
anybody got like
carbon fiber
walker?
But I sit down in this chair just off of in the lobby area, and a guy in a walker comes up, and he just looks mad dogging me like I'm some kid on his lawn, and he's mad dogging me, and he's looking so angry, and I want to say, where you from? You know, he's like, I thought he was going to say to me, you bang, like he wanted to throw down. And I finally just said, I'm sorry, I'm bothering you. And he goes, and walks away.
Wow.
So
I really want you to live there, Zachary. I want these stories. I just you should move in early. You're over 55. You could do it.
In theory, I could do it.
You could do it.
So this time, my mother's got this t-shirt on. She's up there. She's got this kind of punk rock t-shirt. It's the Queen of England with all of this Chinese writing on it, all the pictographs on it.
So it's a picture of the Queen of England.
Yeah,
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, one of and her classic Chinese pictures. All of these Chinese characters are on it.
Language.
In fact, and there's Chinese characters on the back. And I go, hey, Mom. I go, how do you, what does that say? She goes, I don't know. So I said, how do you know it doesn't say like death to America? How do you know it doesn't say like I'm a pig?
The queen?
Yeah. And she goes,
might be a clue to that.
Yeah. And then she, right. And she's like, why would you think that way? I go, why?
Do you know me, Mom?
I said, why wouldn't I think that way?
It's me. Your son, Paul. Why would you? Who are you? My son is dead.
So I tell my son, Dal, I said, would you go? I said, why don't you with the phone get the Google Translate or whatever? And he holds it up and it starts the pictographs saying all the shit about gonorrhea.
She's wearing a gonorrhea shirt with the queen on it.
It's a Zuckerman family miracle.
Yeah, it's a holiday miracle. It's a holiday miracle. And I'm like,
what the fuck? Does it have feces on the back?
Medicine for gonorrhea. So I take a picture of the t-shirt and I have an employee. Controller was born in China. She speaks Mandarin. And I sent it to her and I said, Jenny, I go, what is this t-shirt all about? And she goes, oh, it's all advertisements for treatment of STDs. She says it's like the posters you see for illegal clinics in China.
They use the queen?
Illegal. And illegal. They put the queen.
Is that because you get diseases from...
Is it possible it's not the Queen of England?
Queen of England. I don't know why she's on there.
Maybe she had gonorrhea at one point. I'd missed that episode of The Crown.
Maybe the English gave China gonorrhea. I don't know.
No, that's what I think it is. It's like the foreign devils, they bring disease.
I don't know. I think it was more of a punk rock thing, but whatever.
Punk rock gonorrhea cures?
Well, you know, you remember the Sex Pistols would say shit about the queen and where the queen's ripped up.
How would China know that?
Don't ask me. All I know is that I was proven right that the t-shirt was, in fact...
Did you frame it?
I'm going to bring it to you. You're going to wear it.
I can't intersection wait. Of that shirt is so interesting. Gonorrhea, the queen, and your mom in a nursing home in New Jersey.
The
confluence of those three
so
things.
I'm going to ask. I have a picture of one side of the shirt. I'm going to ask for the picture of the front with the queen on it to be sent so you can post it along
yeah,
with the show.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll put it up. Somebody will know. It's not hard. It's just reading language. That is wild. I do. I'm serious, Zuckerman. I think you in a nursing home would be one of the greatest sources of entertainment for all of us. If you could that sacrifice,
he would,
go in early.
Well, what about this? How about we crowdfund? If I get paid a decent wage to be there, I will provide, you know, it's like from the front lines. I'm Wolf Blitzer in the nursing home.
Right.
Yeah.
Where we're all headed.
We got another code brown in room 201.
Another code brown in room 202.
I'm more interested in old men squaring off. And I'm also in, you know, you've heard rumors that there's a lot of sexual activity.
Oh, it's just an orgy. Yeah.
Well, but I don't hence think the T-shirt.
Maybe.
Wait, real quick, where'd your mom get the T-shirt?
In Chinatown when she lived in Battery Park.
Okay.
So she must have needed some sort of a T-shirt, you know, for...
she said it was Zuckerman, like... Zuckerman, do we have the shirt for you?
Oh, boy. Our next partner has a product I literally use every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because I didn't want COVID. No, because I like to stay fit and because I don't like taking tons of pills in the morning. I like drinking my immune support, my energy, my vitamins. It's quick and easy, and that's what I like about Athletic Greens. So what is it? One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy focus, recovery focus, aging, all those things. And what? Look, still, to this day, I don't have COVID. And I can't say that it's because of the Athletic Greens. That would be hugely irresponsible. But I can't say that it's not.
Narrator's voice, he might have COVID.
But I may have COVID. But it's not because of the Athletic Greens or despite the Athletic Greens. I take it once a day. I think it tastes great. My friends and family all use it. The guys down at the office are all using it. It's a fantastic product. Reggie Watts, our buddy
loves
Reggie
it.
Watts, he loves it.
He microdoses it.
He used our code.
Yeah?
To get more. That's what happens a lot with this stuff. You use those codes. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. Contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, and it costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Here's what we have for you. Reclaim your health, arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into flu and cold season. It's just one scoop, a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills, supplements to look out for your health. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your
vitamin.
What? With your first purchase, all you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/spike911, athleticgreens.com/spike911 to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. What else do we have, guys? What else is coming?
Big news.
What?
World?
Big news?
Cars? Yeah. What?
No, we could talk. Okay, we don't need to talk politics.
No. Let's talk about cars.
I can tell you this.
Well, John, what?
I drove the GT2 RS for the first time in almost a year.
And I saw your post. Full report.
Okay. I forgot how absolutely great that car is.
Yeah.
What a fucking
fantastic.
One of the great all-time 911s out there. It's a high point of the 991.
I went in, it's funny, I did this thing where I drove five famous GTs, like, you know, the first GT3, the 4.0, the first GT2 RS, the your GT2 RS, and then the I can't remember the other one. Oh, 911R. Was it 911? Yeah, 911R. And they were all great, you know, but I went in with the GT2 RS probably on the bottom mentally, you know?
Right.
And then we were down at Experience Center and did like 25 laps in each car. And the 4.0 was the best. But number two was the 991 GT2 RS. It's a remarkably wonderful car.
Yeah.
Really
great steering, great power, great handling, great chassis, great sound, great speed.
Yeah.
The power of that thing.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Never to be repeated.
Never to be repeated. But Pruny really
told me, he said, we'll never do it again like this. But then who knows? Are they going to make a new one?
Well, they'll probably
be missing a ray guns, laser beams, flamethrowers,
yeah.
50 caliber machine guns, because that's how you feel when you're driving.
It is a great, great thing.
Yeah.
And you saw what I posted under it, right?
Yes, indeed.
That was funny, wasn't it?
That was. Don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
Right, right.
But we're getting a GT3 RS allocation.
That is amazing.
Our friends at Clearwater Porsche in Florida.
Ooh.
Our new favorite dealership.
Sorry, Dean.
Sorry.
Yeah. Huh?
Clearwater Porsche is the
it.
Place. Is it?
Have
they called
you?
And they said, we've got one. We've got one for you.
We want everyone to call them and buy cars.
Yes.
Buy cars for them.
Have you, are you specking it or one's just showing up?
Not yet. We're going to,
So you have a build slot.
Yeah, we have a build slot. So
we
have to start talking about it, but we have time. We have a little bit of time and we're all over the place.
This thing's going to be outrageous.
Is it?
I think so.
What color are you thinking?
Between Jerry and Zuckerman and I, and Jerry isn't part of this, but this is what we talk about.
He gets his input.
We're all over the place. Zuckerman was originally Heritage Package. Jerry said no. I was originally Aetna Blue, and I spec'd out an Aetna Blue Gray build. And then Jerry said, Zuckerman is right. You should do Heritage.
I know where I haven't heard this.
And then Zuckerman said, I'm kind of lukewarm on it. And then Jerry said yesterday, complete mistake to make it a Heritage Package. It's too toy-like. So we're all over the place. There's no direction for this car at all right now, other than I kind of do feel, personally, the Heritage Package is not for us. It's too big. It's too ostentatious.
So
I think Jerry is, he'll end up getting one. I think he's headed towards muting the car a little bit, kind of what we did with the Touring. And doing, darker colors.
Yeah. I would never, ever normally advocate for a white car, but the one that was at the Quail
looked so
good.
Yeah,
we saw it.
Yeah, that's why I'm, it was so good. And what you might do is like that, but then PTS the green. So in other words, get a unique secondary color.
Well,
keep it white.
We talked about that.
Oh, did you? Okay, cool.
And that would be, to me, that would be it, because again, then at Luft, seeing those three white Carrera RS.
That was insane. Yeah.
But there are a lot of black pieces on the car. That's the problem.
We can
with
fuck
it.
With that. And it's that's big. That's manageable.
So
yes,
this is going to be a long.
That's
road.
Why white is the smallest color.
I'm not a fan of white cars, Zuckerman.
No,
wait.
Little white cars.
What about the 997 GT3 you had, the RS?
Yeah, that was small though. That was a much smaller deal. But at the end of the day, that was for me the end of white. Modern 911s. I've not returned to them.
Like, I'm with you.
You know, I like your GT2 RS, but I liked our chalk better.
Really?
I had
no.
But I would again. I despise white cars. Typically,
we despise you.
Thank you. Yes, as
we won't do black wheels. I think we can both agree on that. We won't.
But just the one that was at the Quail. Like the pictures, it kind of looks a little cartoony.
I saw
in person. It was so good. So good.
It is, and it's just not something I think you would use around here. That's my opinion.
Okay, you're going to use
an unusable car.
Where are you using this car anyway?
So,
but so over the top.
When I was talking to Jerry, one of his cars, I don't know, is it at the 4.0? Does he have a black 4.0?
Yes, he did, okay. And then he sold it, and then he...
And he bought it back, right? Yeah. Okay, I said to him, I go, look, let me be honest with you. I never liked your spec when it first came, but as the years move on... These all black specs are pretty amazing. They're not great on the first day, but then they become rare because the theory behind that is you're toning the car down a bit because there's so many pieces of black all over.
Sure,
I don't know.
So white or black? I go with that, but nothing in between.
We've got paint to sample. We can do anything. We can do anything we want.
Purple, aubergine.
No.
Yeah.
Feces.
See?
Anyway. No one wants to hear us argue about that. But I thought that was exciting news in Porsche.
That's exciting
news. Clearwater. We still haven't even taken... We're getting the GT4 RS in January, Feb. That's coming.
We're going to have to go out there for a visit.
And we've got the Touring. I mean, we also should start talking about what we're going to let go. Should we be... you know, I would guess there's going to be more after the GT3 RS. And oh, maybe we should start a new car system where we drive and we sell 6 months later and we just move them through.
Yes. Well, we know from the 991. Look how many 991s we owned. Was it 10?
Yeah.
Collectively?
Not
10?
We, you. You get one and say, hey, I picked up two more this afternoon.
I got a good deal.
I got a good deal.
Do you want to talk about the Mercedes?
No, I wanted to quiz you guys on this first. Right. We already talked about it. We can talk about the Mercedes again.
Just real quick.
I got one more ad to do. And
Yeah.
I do have Dear Zuckerman's we could do, but it's getting late. Vehicles with the highest depreciation, worst resale value ever.
Okay.
5 years. All right.
This is great.
Over 5 years.
I got one. I know.
Go ahead. See if you can guess them. The vehicles with the highest depreciation or worst resale value over the course of 5 years.
Aston Martins. No,
sir. Not in the top 10.
Really?
Is this brands or models?
This is brands and models.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Brands and models, there are 10 of them.
Yeah.
There's obviously only five in the top five. Okay. But see if you can get anything on the list.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say S-Class AMGs or AMG S-Classes.
Mm-hmm. Number six, okay. Mercedes-Benz S-Classes depreciating at 51.9%. Very good, Johnny.
BMW 7 Series.
BMW 7 Series number one, yeah. Johnny. Look at this.
Yeah, oh, he's good.
56.9%.
Jaguar XJ.
Oh,
yeah.
No?
I'm sorry. Jaguar XF.
Oh, XF. Okay.
54%. Not bad.
XJ has been out of production
for
a year.
The number two is the most obvious one. It hails all the way from Italy, and it's the most obvious.
Maserati Ghibli.
Correct. Johnny Lieberman.
See,
if you're a listener doubting Johnny's expertise right now, you can see it in action. You just got four of the top 10.
Yeah.
And you got all three of the top three. Lincoln Navigator, surprisingly, on that list.
What about Escalades and stuff like that?
Infiniti QX80.
Oh, yeah.
Car no one else has bought.
Yeah.
This surprised me. Audi A6.
I was going to say A8, but A6.
Okay.
Yeah, no, big sedans just... That's just what they do.
This also surprised me. Volvo S90. These seem like cars that would change...
Big sedan. Yeah.
And then the big SUVs. Ford Expedition.
Yep.
50%, Cadillac Escalade ESV. You said Escalade?
Yep.
You were right.
So the ESV is the long wheelbase one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Wow. That's interesting. Okay.
It's a crazy list, right?
The
7 Series surprised me again. Why are big sedans...
It's just, look, sedans are just dying. Nobody wants sedans anymore. And they're just traditionally big German sedans. They're usually leased... They're 2 and 3 year leases. There's a glut. It's actually as nice a car as they are. It's a small market, and so there's always a 2 year one with 24,000 miles on it that's ready to go
at half off
at half price.
Wow.
Yeah.
Food for thought. A friend of mine, my yep. friend Keith, was debating between a 911 and a Mercedes AMG GT, and I said to him, "Well,
yeah, one's on sale."
One is going to be worth a lot less than you paid for it as opposed to the other one.
Yeah.
That's really true. Yeah.
Unless it's that Black Series. Did you see that thing I posted?
No.
AMG GT, the 2021 GT Black Series. I can pull it out, but it
was the sticker price on that.
Yeah, the
thing.
Sticker price was like $338, and the markup was $336 with another $3,500 paint correction.
I need a paint correction.
But I like how the 300
junk fees.
Junk fees. How does a brand new car need paint correction that you gotta pay for?
They all sort of do, but the dealer should just take care of it. Here, I'll give you the actual number.
Smile fee.
Okay.
You want the salesman to smile.
This is Long Island, right? Rockville Center.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So $338,160 is the MSRP. Market adjustment, $336,840.
Oh, my God.
Full paint correction and Ceramic Pro, $3,495 for a grand total of $678,495.
Wow.
For a car that's out of production.
Can I see the picture? Do you have it?
Of the windows?
No, the car.
Oh, the car, it's the AMG Black Series GT, or GT Black Series.
Got it.
I can pull one up for you. Great car, but like, whew.
Live for bids right now, 2024 GT on collectingcars.com. It's 2024 GT in Nardo gray with twin blue racing stripes. Look at this car. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Just got to watch your head. No, maybe not on this one. You don't bump your head on this guy, right?
Doesn't have nearly
the,
as
it does
badly.
Not have the guillotine.
Yeah, not
it's,
nearly as
number,
bad.
Number 122 of 250. It's only covered 510 kilometers from new and is as new condition. It is absolutely stunning. I haven't driven that car.
You'll smack your skull against the person next to you because your shoulders touch.
I like the way those look, and yeah. I like them, and I would...
Great car. Great car.
63 Ford Lotus Cortina.
Oh,
X-Team Lotus
now we're
race
talking.
Car. Those are great.
See, that's the spec for your GT3 RS right there.
The first works. Cortina raced. It was driven by Jim Clark, Dan Ooh. Gurney, Jack Sears, Sir John Whitmore. Hello, Sir John. Relating full of use. It was then discovered in Florida. Well, how did it get there? From Sir John Whitmore.
Storm surge.
Mid-1980s was subsequently restored to FIA Appendix K specification. Appendix K, and was acquired by the musician and car collector Chris Ray around the turn of the millennium. There are a lot of odd details in this description.
The Jim Clark is big. You want a Jim Clark Cortina.
Yes,
that's
really but anything cool. around the turn of the millennium, I don't know if that adds value. But it's still a cool car. Bidding ends November 17th, collecting cars right now. You don't like either of those cars, they got plenty of other great stuff. And a global audience if you want to sell your car. Collecting cars.
Don't know if you want to see it, but that's the car.
What's that?
That's the GT Black
Series. Let me see.
The Black Series is orange?
It could be orange. It comes in blue, orange, black.
I don't understand why you'd call it the Black Series and make it orange.
Black Series, there's all kinds of AMG Black Series.
I don't get
like
it.
Like a label. Like you go to Ralph Lauren and you can
Purple
have a
label.
Black Series.
It's the Taycan Turbo Black Series.
Yes.
It's an electric orange
here's a,
car.
Here's a blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Okay. It's a good car.
You guys, it's we could end the show now, or we could do Dear Zuckerman.
Oh, you got to do Dear Zuckerman. Come on.
You sure? You up for it, Zuckerman?
I'm up for it.
You're reading your phone right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Reading about Hitler.
During a podcast?
Why not?
See,
actually, like, I'm reading, you know who I'm reading about? Darby Crash.
Oh, the germs. Look at
yes.
you.
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Darby Crash of the germs?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Let's do
Belinda
Dear Zuckerman.
Belinda Carlisle was in the band.
Okay.
Yeah. She was the drummer.
Here we go.
Never played a show. She got mono.
These are all... Now I want to end the show.
All of Western
You're wasting everybody's time.
Right? Shut up to ask a question.
Here we go. Dear Zuckerman, I'm a 55-year-old man. I legally changed my first name when I was 25 years old, mainly because I was the fourth John in my extended family, with many of us sharing the same name. I have used this name personally and professionally for over 30 years. Everyone in my life calls me by my chosen name except my sister-in-law, Wendy. I was upset that Wendy objected when I referred to myself as Uncle Chosen Name. She quickly corrected me using my birth name, which I do not use in any capacity. How do I get her to understand that my name isn't her choice and that her actions are extremely insulting and demeaning? Call me Ishmael.
Wendy is a fucking is a horrible person. Every generally speaking, anyone named Wendy is a bitter old crone at this point, and she's clearly doing this because she's a miserable, slaggy old horrible.
Oh my God,
horrible person, and she
slaggy.
Slaggy, and she just wants to, and she wants to make you angry because she's angry, and so you should just say, if that's what you got to call me, Wendy, if that's going to make your day better, if that's what you need to feel okay, go ahead. He can't argue with her. He's just got to say, I understand you need to do this to feel better, and then she's going to hate that and stop.
Did you hear the part? He said he changed it at 25.
Yeah,
and now he's 55.
Yes, 30 years. That's
30
how,
years.
That's and she's has she even been a sister-in-law for 30 years? Probably not, but she just wants to get under his skin.
But you, Spike,
yes.
You changed your name.
I didn't.
Well, but, you know.
Never.
Well, you go by Spike. You don't go by Michael.
Call me whatever you want.
It doesn't bother you at all.
We call you Lieberswine.
Oh, Lieberswine's fun. That's a term of endearment for you two creeps. Yeah.
Mine is a nickname.
It's a nickname.
I just go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could call me Michael if you want
His mother
to.
Calls him Michael.
She does.
Michael Donovan.
I get when people call me Jonathan, it bugs me.
What?
Because that bugs me. Because you don't want to be a Jonathan because you're still in elementary school and you don't want people calling you Jonathan and smacking you in the back of the head.
Zuckerman, Jesus.
Yeah, he's boned up. Let him go. Next question.
Like
next
a brick.
All right.
Quick.
quick before he loses it.
Get to Todd. Before I expire.
Dear Zuckerman, my daughter Frances is currently applying for graduate school and is dating a man who works in human waste management. She lives in the dorm at school. Her brother Harry was at a party recently, and the young lady told him that the pooper pumper has been trying to get some alone time with her, a different girl. I feel I should tell Frances that her guy is on the prowl. They have been dating since Frances was 16, and my wife and I have always thought she could do better. Should we tell her?
They're really, I mean, it's like the pooper pumpers so mixed up in this. They're really, really.
Why?
Obviously, the daughter's Mary is hanging out with Mr. Shit Pumper to bother her parents, and she's doing a good job of it. She's not marrying the pooper pumper.
The human waste management part of that is irrelevant to the story.
It really
right?
is, well, they're except upset. For the fact that the parents are hung up on it.
It could also be she can't do any better. Maybe the parents shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, okay, it's the like, chances of
that's her one
chances
shot.
Of the daughter going on for the rest of who's in college that this being the one. Yeah, these early relationships don't survive unless you know, she parents should just shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I like it. Get to Todd.
What's Todd?
Those are
I'm skipping Todd.
Oh, come on. We want
don't
Todd.
Do that to us. Maybe
it's not that good. Here's a better one. Dear Zuckerman. My adult daughter is married and also has a boyfriend. And both of these men live with her and share her bed.
God, wow. Shut the fuck up.
It's not over. Her children are horrified by it.
Oh,
want nothing to do with their mother. They're embarrassed and as ashamed as I am. Her older children are of age, but still in school. They would like to move out, but can't afford to. The youngest is a minor and afraid of the boyfriend. My daughter's husband doesn't object to the plan. Is there anything I can do to help with the kids?
Ooh, these are some sick fucking people. Hey, lady, you sound reasonable, but what did you do to this kid? What did you do to your daughter to make her this way? That's some really fucked up behavior, right there.
Two daddies at all times.
You know, you want to be polyamorous? Don't do it in front of your kids who might have a hard time processing and dealing with the fact that, you know, dad's, you know, participating in some sort of threesome.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, you're not just having sex in a bed; you're sleeping in a bed. Can you imagine sleeping in a bed with two other people?
No,
I'm trying to get rid of one of them when I'm sleeping. I need a good night's sleep.
Yeah,
I need a good night's sleep.
The daughter has how many kids and she really needs this extra guy in the bed. this person really has problems. I think grandma, and I don't normally say this. Grandma should say to all the kids, I understand this is really hard on you. I don't agree with it. I think it's screwed up, and I'm sorry you're going through this. And manage it as best as you can.
That's the first thoughtful response Zuckerman has had. I would have thought he'd say, set up a Ring camera so I can watch it on my phone.
I feel for the minor. And but, you know.
Could the grandmother take the minor?
Granny should take the minor and these other, you know, of age layabout kids.
Yeah, get a job, get out of there,
and get the F out of there and share a place and let mom get her freak time on by herself.
All right. That was a good letter.
That's wild.
It's Colorado. That's where my wife is right now.
Oh.
Oh.
Looking for her
Did
next,
you write this
looking
letter?
For her next for boyfriend. Boyfriend. She was in the woods in a cabin, and there's lots of snow, and she sent us this really, they heard this clacking noise, and all these male deer with antlers were like shaking hands, not really fighting, but.
Just clacking them?
Like, hey, buddy, clacking. Uh-huh. They were clacking in the front yard. It's a really cool video. I don't know what that is. It was not a challenge. It was
it's
just
like, it's called rutting or something.
Yeah. Mm. I said, go out there.
Lots of boyfriends.
Put some of that deer juice that the hunters use to put on trees. Put it on your body. See what they do.
No, it's three. It's her and her cousins from Florida, and they haven't seen each other for a while. But they're of course like the reindeer are here, and I'm like, stay away from the reindeer. Don't go play with the reindeer.
How do they decide to go to Colorado?
One of them lives in Colorado. They have a big spread out there. They're farmers, and they have a whole thing. They have the animals, the whole deal. The kids love going out there. Oh, my God, they love it.
Hate all that.
Animals,
sky.
Guns, uh-huh. Open land.
Ugh. Yeah, horrible. A place you could perish and die.
I like will. Colorado. Those things, I like these things. Up to a limit. All right, last one. Dear Zuckerman, my husband, Jerry, and this could be about Jerry Seinfeld.
It is.
But let's just say it is about Jerry Seinfeld. But this letter is, Dear Zuckerman, my husband Jerry and I are physically active and in good condition. We've been married 46 years. Well, now we know it's not Jerry. We've been married 46 years. Jerry brings me coffee, fruit, and the newspaper in bed every morning. He has also seduced or tried to seduce my sisters and some of my closest friends and business associates. When I confront him, he tells me that I have a problem and that I need help. Not him. I am in therapy in order to decide what to do with the rest of my life.
She needs coffee and a newspaper.
There's no question. Yeah. There's no question.
She needs coffee and a newspaper.
I like how, I got to say though, I hope we're all taking notes. Because the fruit, coffee, and paper is clearly almost to 50% on that side of the scale. It almost outweighs.
Bang my sister.
Banging everyone else.
New York
in the
Times
world.
And a cappuccino.
There is a clue here. A little bit of courtesy and consideration, and you can get away with a lot of shit.
Right.
But wow.
After 46 years, it might be a fair deal, right?
Yeah.
Somebody brings you breakfast, you do whatever you want, right?
Wow, this guy Jerry's really great. You got a problem. What's the matter? I bring you coffee. I bring you fruit. I bring you the paper. So what? I bang your sister. What the fuck's wrong with you? You need to see a shrink. This guy's got some balls. Yeah. Jerry has balls. That's what this letter should be called.
Yeah, wow.
I can't believe Seinfeld brings anybody coffee. That just seems...
It's not Jerry.
Oh, okay.
But he would. Jerry's better at marriage than all of us, and Zuckerman, you know that. He's always trying to teach us. He's always trying to teach us.
And you know what?
And it's a very simple principle.
Just say yes.
Say yes to everything.
Say yes to everything.
Whatever they want it. Whatever. Say yes. Yep.
Never get angry.
And he is better than all of us at it. I try.
Yeah, well, that's a low bar for me. So
he's got more at risk than we do. Yeah. I got less reasons to cry. Right. So do you.
And they get along really well. That's our show, gentlemen. We'll see you next week with or without COVID. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.